Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Introduction to Tableau for Reporting. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Tools and Techniques in Data Product Management in the Data Product Management for Financial Services Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore the Tableau interface and its features, how to create interactive dashboards, and best practices for data visualization. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create engaging visualizations and dashboards using Tableau that can enhance data reporting and decision-making in your organization. Main content overview of Tableau interface and features. Tableau is a powerful data visualization tool that allows users to create interactive and shareable dashboards. Its intuitive interface is designed to help users, regardless of their technical background, to visualize and understand their data effectively. When you first open Tableau, you are greeted by the start page, which allows you to connect to various data sources such as Excel, SQL Server, or cloud databases. The main workspace consists of three areas. The data pane, where you can see the fields available for analysis. The worksheet area, where you create visualizations. And the dashboard area, where you can assemble multiple visualizations into a cohesive display. One of the significant features of Tableau is its drag and drop functionality. You can easily drag dimensions and measures from the data pane to the rows and columns shelves, allowing you to create visualizations such as bar charts, line graphs, and scatter plots with minimal effort. Additionally, Tableau offers a variety of built-in visualizations, which can be customized based on your data and reporting needs. For instance, if you are analyzing sales data, you can create a bar chart to compare sales across different regions by dragging the region dimension to the columns shelf and the sales measure to the rows shelf. Furthermore, Tableau allows users to add filters, enabling them to focus on specific segments of data, such as sales for a particular product line or time frame. Creating interactive dashboards in Tableau is a straightforward process that allows you to present multiple visualizations on a single screen, making it easier for stakeholders to gain insights. To create a dashboard, you can start by selecting the Dashboard tab and dragging your desired worksheets onto the dashboard canvas. Once your visualizations are in place, you can enhance interactivity by adding filters, actions, and parameters. For instance, you can add a filter that allows users to select specific data points, such as time periods or customer segments. This filter will dynamically update all associated visualizations, providing a tailored view of the data. Utilizing actions is another effective way to create interactivity. You can set up actions that allow users to click on a data point in one visualization and see related data in another. For example, if a user clicks on a specific region in a map visualization, they can be taken to a detailed view of sales data for that region. This level of interactivity not only enhances user engagement but also supports data-driven decision-making. To illustrate, consider a dashboard that shows sales performance across various regions. By adding a filter for product categories, stakeholders can quickly analyze how different products are performing in specific areas. This insight can help inform marketing strategies tailored to each region's unique demands. Best practices for data visualization when creating visualizations and dashboards. Adhering to best practices is essential to ensure clarity and effectiveness. Here are several key guidelines to consider. Know your audience. Understand who will be using the dashboard and what insights they need. Tailor your visualizations to meet their specific requirements, avoiding unnecessary complexity. Choose the right visualization. Different types of data are best represented by different visualization types. For example, Use line charts to show trends over time, bar charts for comparisons, and pie charts for showing proportions. Keep it simple. Avoid cluttering your dashboard with too many visualizations or excessive information. Focus on the most critical data points and ensure that each visualization serves a specific purpose. Use color wisely. Color can enhance your visualizations but can also create confusion if overused. Stick to a consistent color palette and use color to highlight key insights or differentiate between categories. Test and iterate. After creating your dashboard, gather feedback from users and be open to making adjustments. Continuous improvement will lead to more effective visualizations over time. By following these best practices, you can create dashboards that not only look appealing but also provide meaningful insights for your organization. For example, using a consistent color scheme can help users quickly identify trends or anomalies in the data, while providing clear legends and labels can enhance comprehension. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the Tableau interface and its features, learned how to create interactive dashboards, and discussed best practices for effective data visualization. By implementing these concepts, you will be able to create engaging visualizations and dashboards that enhance reporting and support informed decision-making within your financial services organization. Reflection questions: how can you apply the drag-and-drop functionality of Tableau to create a specific visualization for your data needs? In what ways can interactivity in dashboards improve stakeholder engagement in your organization? What best practice will you prioritize when creating your next dashboard? And why is it important? Word count: 1,020 words.